This is Northwest News from KNKX. Seattle, Tacoma, and Bellevue make up one of the top 10 metro areas with the most tech workers in the country, and they are only going to keep coming. Between May and August, there were more openings in King County for software developers than for any other occupation. In this part of our election series, Voices from Here, 88.5's Simone Alisea talks to a programmer at Amazon about what's important to him in this election season.
Matt Lyles knows how some people in Seattle feel about techies.
You know, when I came here, you know, I was trying to start like a better life for me. So like I didn't think I would be harming other people in doing so, but that's kind of what I feel sometimes.
We're sitting in a cafe in one of the Amazon towers in downtown Seattle. From the nearest window, we can see a crane and construction trucks. In fact, there are more cranes in Seattle than anywhere else in the country right now. That's part of what Lyles is talking about. It's no secret that the influx of people and new buildings has had some unintended consequences for the region. Displacement, congestion. Seeing these consequences partly informs what Lyles says he's thinking about this election cycle.
It makes me feel kind of bad because it's like, you know, we're you know, using the city for our own good and then kind of possibly, you know, leaving it, kind of discarding it.
Like many in the Puget Sound region who work in tech, Lyles is a transplant. He came from Boise, Idaho to work at Amazon in 2013. He describes being in Idaho like being a big fish in a small pond. Seattle's pond is a lot bigger.
How do you personally fit into this region?
I think I fit in pretty well. You know, I kind of look like I fit in. You know, a lot of my, you know, passions in that are very popular here. So like, you know, I like to go out and, you know, like drink beer. So you go out to like Fremont Brewery and, you know, have a couple IPAs.
Lyles admits tech has been something of a golden ticket for him. He got a well-paying job right out of college, bought his first house in Boise at 21, which he since sold. And that was the idea. He says he studied computer science because he knew it would pay off.
It was definitely like a means to an end, giving me like the income to allow these sorts of things. But it's also become like a passion of mine.
Now he's putting down roots. He just got engaged, cut his long hair. He bought another house this past spring, this time in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, all before the age of 30. And when I ask him about the election and the things he cares about, almost everything comes up local.
A lot of the transportation, the climate change initiative of cutting emissions, heroin use is, you know, going crazy. Where are these homeless camps going to be? Housing prices, like people are trying to get in and they're just going crazy.
Lyles frames it like this. Just because he's been successful, that doesn't mean it's okay that others are struggling. But it's tough. He says he wants to find ways to give back, but doesn't always know how. Part of that tension just comes from who his peers are.
I think for those of us who are not in the tech industry, I think a lot of us kind of actually feel like we're on the outside of something. I feel like there's kind of this bubble of folks who are big influencers, right? You said it yourself, you guys are coming in, you're buying property. And I guess I'm curious to try and get inside of that a little bit.
Yeah, I think because so many people are not from the area, you know, it's almost like, oh, Washington's cool because, you know, there's like, you know, legal marijuana and no income tax. And that's kind of like almost the extent. I don't think people have like a real long-term vision of Washington or Seattle because they don't expect to stay around.
Lyles sees himself as mostly progressive. He hasn't been impressed with the scope of the national conversation this election season. He was rooting for Bernie Sanders in the primary, but says he's now reluctantly voting for Hillary Clinton.
It's kind of a lesser of two evils sort of vote instead of, you know, that enthusiastic pro vote.
One issue where he says the conversation's been lacking in the presidential race is cybersecurity.
You know, how far is the government going to go to try to protect the people? And like, are they going to be putting like backdoors into technologies that are going to like break them?
He's referring to a debate about giving law enforcement ways to access data that's been encrypted on certain devices. He says Donald Trump is vague on the subject, but it's one reason he's wary of Clinton. He thinks she would let government have that access. The concern is personal. He doesn't want anyone reading his emails, for example, but it's also professional.
If we have to put in all these backdoors into our technologies, you know, how can we like guarantee like safety of data transfer, stuff like that? I think it comes down to like the, oh, this is for national security, I want to be safe. But I think people that understand kind of the scope of this problem and what's involved, I think are more inclined to be for our government staying out of encryption.
Beyond that, Lyles still sees the government as a protector. But for him, that's less about national security and more about supporting social programs.
Now that, you know, I have some money and that, you know, I care more about tax dollars and where they're being spent, stuff like that.
He says if he's going to occupy a high tax bracket and spend the money on something, then it should be something that makes a difference.
Really, I would like to see government, you know, protecting people that are the most vulnerable.
Once the presidential election is said and done and November 8th has passed, Lyles says he hopes the gap between the haves and the have-nots in this country gets smaller. Similarly, in Seattle, he says it might be better for everyone if the changes in the city just slowed down. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.
In the next and final installment of Voices from Here, we will listen to a Mexican-American community organizer in Burien who has been trying to motivate his community to vote.